You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Welcome to our Banzai Retro Audio Memories Time Capsule Podcast Series. This is not our standard podcast episode, which is to say it's a compilation of audio memories for a specific retro year only. During the duration of this episode, you'll hear auditory retro memories for a specific year. We'll be playing commercials, movie trailers, theme songs from popular television shows, Billboard hit songs, and possibly some important news segments. Basically, whatever the hell we think is cool to share for your auditory pleasure. We thank you for listening, and get ready as the launch into this Banzai Retro Club audio memory time capsule is imminent. And as always, we remind you, please be excellent to each other. Just entered the year 1970.
This is 70-something podcast.
Evel Knievel sold separately or with the Evel Knievel stunt cycle from Ideal.
Use the force, Luke. Let go.
HR, pop and step. Push your bend when things get rough.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Hey, let's play ball.
In the house?
Sure. Hey, what are those things anyway?
They're nut balls.
Spongy foam. That doesn't hurt anything.
Nut balls.
You got your Nerf.
Hey, so where did you get these Nerf balls from, Mitch? From Kool-Aid Free. You send in the top of 20 packs of regular Kool-Aid or 10 packs of sugar-sweetened Kool-Aid to Kool-Aid, P.O. Box 600, Bradley, Illinois, and get a free Nerf ball.
A Nerf's a Nerf.
Lance Lightning, secret chimp. But she's wicked all the same, old Lance Link. What you gonna do when that Dr. Strange man comes up to you? There's Ali Assassin, Mickey Wayne Boo. And the Dutch whose looks can't really
justice. He has no fear. He's the agent to call when trouble is near. Lance Lee, what you gonna do?
It'll be a really big show. Woo, woo.
Music we pay. Daddy got Reuben to sell our song, and it really came together when Mom sang along.
Come on now and meet everybody and hear us singing. There's nothing better than being together when we're singing. When we're singing. When we're singing.
Watch kids play with Weebles, it's really something. Hey, hey, look at me and Weeble. Me and Weeble go all around. One day, kids pretend they're flying into Weeble Airport. Next day, they play around the Weeble Cottage. Or if it's real nice, they go out to the Weeble Marina and go fishing. Hey, hey, look at me and Weeble. The Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Romper Room makes Weeble toys.
The flight of the Apollo 13 to the moon is in serious jeopardy this morning and is not going to make a moon landing. As the Apollo 13 was some 205,000 miles from Earth, speeding toward its rendezvous with the moon scheduled for tomorrow night, the fuel cells that supply it with electrical power suddenly failed. With this lack of power, the mission could not be completed to the moon, and it is now a question of getting the men home safely. That can be done with the use of the descent propulsion system engine of the lunar landing craft itself, which of course is now attached to the nose of the command module. But that will be a first, of course, in space, and this is indeed the gravest emergency probably yet in the American space program. The whole circumstance began unfolding at around 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time some 3 hours ago when Jim Lovell, the commander of the Apollo 13 command module Odyssey, reported back to the Mission Control Center in Houston that the fuel cells were draining rapidly of their power. They have three fuel cells, and one and three went out almost immediately, and two began draining rapidly. They was try to conserve some of the power in that fuel cell. They shut down all power and went on the battery power in the lunar module landing craft, Aquarius.
What do you call a kid who can dive like that? You call that kid a cracker jack. And what do you call a kid who gives the ball a whack? You call that kid a cracker jack. What do you call a snack with a secret toy surprise in the back? Peanuts and popcorn that make your lips smack. It's caramel coated cracker jack.
When you're really good, they call you cracker jack.
Of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes.
Changes
as I can. I flee. The sword of time will pierce our skin. It doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger. Watch it grin. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested me to answer questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? And I can take or leave it if I please. And you can do the same thing if you
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!